we are on the Pitch House podcast talking to the absolute stars of the new film coming out, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Please introduce yourself and tell us what the film is about in your own words.
My name is Richard E. Grant. I play Jack.
My name is Melissa McCarthy and I play Lee Israel, a spiky curmudgeon who falls on hard times as a literary biographer and then starts forging, by happenstance, dead famous writers' letters and passes them off. And she works in collusion with a complete alcoholic reprobate played by
Richard E. Grant, who's I'm playing kind of a bon vivant, a very lonely but bigger than life character that is a bit of a Labrador retriever, just kind of wants to please people. And a very unlikely friendship happens between us. My character starts to grift as well.
That was perfect. So I've seen the film twice now. I've had the pleasure of seeing it twice and I absolutely love it. Your chemistry is absolutely incredible. How did that happen? Had you met before? Did you have to do team bonding exercises in order to create that magic? What was that?
We trudged through a swamp in the Amazon for 6 months to get ready for this. No, I mean, it was like the luckiest of all things. We met on a Friday afternoon, spent several hours together just going over the script. And, you know, and we're working together on Monday. So really it
sounds
was
like a Craig David song.
It was quite a thing. And I mean, at least for me, I think, you know, 3 seconds through the door and I thought, oh, I like him very much. This is going to be wonderful. And it I think we work in a very similar way and have even a similar strange sense of humor.
And how much did you know of each other before? I mean, obviously you're both very well-honed actors in the circuit. I mean, had you seen With Nell and I?
Oh my God. No, I was very nervous when he came in because I knew he was going to be wildly prepared. And I just thought, oh my God, I just don't want to be the like tripping along behind. And he was like, you don't hold your sides during rehearsals, which always fascinates and horrifies me. It's like my security blanket. Yeah, I was really nervous to meet you, which I'm glad that you weren't so serious. I thought you were going to be incredibly serious. So then when I saw your face and you gave me a big smile, I was like, oh, wait, I thought there was going to be bowing and curtsying and a lot of la-di-da. And then it's not that at all.
Everything that Melissa has just told you is absolute balderdash. It's just rubbish. No. Yeah, no.
Did you have assumptions of Melissa before meeting her? You were quoted as saying you thought it might be a risk working together. What was that?
The risk that I might get fired because I had that genuine paranoid terror of being fired on a daily basis off jobs. And I know that someday that, you know, because all paranoia is based on something, it might come true. So this one, the 28-day, 6-week shoot, that didn't happen.
Have you ever been fired from a shoot?
Not yet, but I felt the warning signs, just, you know, coming.
So how much of the story did you know before you signed up? How much did you know about Lee Israel?
I didn't know her story at all, and I felt like I should have. I don't know, I was strangely disappointed that I didn't know about her and the whole story because it was so fascinating. I also kind of felt I was in New York living there during this time period. So I kind of thought all the more reason I should have known this. But as I read the script, I found her fascinating and challenging and just that she was pushed into this corner and ended up committing these crimes. Yet I still found myself rooting for her and Jack to be pretty compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the same sentiment of feeling like I should have known more, and especially when it's up on the big screen and it's a female story and it's like, I should have known about this. And I think that's what's great about this story and Mariella's film, to be able to showcase women that need that limelight, I think.
Yeah, I think it all kind of goes part and parcel to even how the story evolved, is that she was just told, you know, she's probably 52. She was an excellent writer and then told she was obsolete. So it's interesting to me that part of what she battled was just being invisible and not being validated. So it's kind of telling why we didn't know her story, because even the story in telling it about this fascinating woman wasn't really told until now.
And slightly alluding to the feeling of feeling invisible, I feel like comedy and particular female comedians are so often overlooked as not as significant or worthy or Oscar worthy. I mean, besides the point that you have had an Oscar nomination already for Bridesmaids, which is incredible. But do you find yourself typecast, and this role is very different from something that we're used to knowing and loving you for, but was this a refreshing role for you? Is this something that you always dreamed that your acting career would be and should be?
You know, for myself, I just kind of go off the character and story. I never even want to know when I get a script what someone's interpretation of it. Is it funny? Is it heartbreaking? I don't want to know anything about it because I want to kind of find that out for myself. I've done so much drama, very far off Broadway on stage. So for me, I'm very comfortable with both. I also have a real kind of problem with this categorizing of, is it a drama? Is it a comedy? Is it somewhere in between? I feel like people, I just think it's a story. And I realize this has a more dramatic tone for sure. But, you know, I still go about it through the same process. And for this one, you know, I think to play someone so inwardly motivated and cocooned it was a very different energy to throw. And I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Mm. Yeah, it's incredibly paced. And it really straddles both drama and we have so much sympathy for your character. At the same time, we're laughing and we're recognizing how messy the character is as well. And I think that's what's beautiful, that we have such a dynamic female character portrayed on screen in such a lovable way. I think it's brilliant. And talking about Jack Hock's character, so little was known about his character before the film. One of the things I thought was quite interesting is that the one thing that they knew about him was that he smoked with a cigarette holder. With that in mind, and this is a question to you both, if there was one item that would best define your character that somebody could then build upon your role with, what would it be?
That is exactly what I used. And that in conjunction with Arjun's brilliant costume design of wearing Spandau Ballet neo-romantic clothes from the early 80s that were now way past their sell-by date, last gasp at the singles bar of a man in middle age in the early 90s when they're all threadbare. That in combination with the cigarette holder was the absolute clue in to what, how this person saw himself. So I am deeply in debt to him and Marielle Heller's choice of what those clothes should be. And also this tiny bit of Wikipedia information that he had this little cigarette holder to suggest a kind of looseness and self-confidence.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful, the amount of detail that there was in the film, just the whole set design. And as somebody that vaguely remembers the 90s, it made it into a real period piece. I was just like, is that what the 90s looked like? And it made me kind of feel quite old, but quite romantic about that era. For that reason, I think it's a great film to be watching up on the big screen and seeing it in all its glory and spotting all those details. Obviously, we'll be showing it in the cinema, up on all our cinemas. But what's your relationship with cinema like? Do you go often yourself? What was the last film that you saw?
I mean, other than ours, I'm trying to think of... Front Runner? And then I've seen something since then, but I'll think of it in a minute, but I love the collective experience of seeing it with people. I think it is not the same thing. And I know we all watch so many things at home now, but it's not the same as feeling an entire room catch their breath or weep for something or laugh. It's like, or be embarrassed. It's like, it's always fascinating to me that you feel things so strongly, even if there's not an audible reaction, you can feel that shift in energy or heartbreak. And I just think when you see it, it's part of the human experience that we're so with the characters, depending on what you're watching, that it does kind of bring you together, that you've all, with all these, a room full of strangers, you've had this kind of communal group experience. I think I think it's important.
I agree. Woman after my own heart. And yourself?
Yeah, I go 3 times a week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. See Man with the Gun. Old Man with the Gun.
Yeah.
The Favourite.
Yeah.
Front Runner. Boy Erased. Beautiful Boy. What else? Yep. A pile of stuff.
Oh, excellent. Considering the success of your chemistry and how well we're pretty sure this film's going to run, will you be working together again? Can we see a offshoot
Absolutely
show?
No. No, I've already contractually quit the business. No, in a heartbeat. I'm already plotting against him. I think Richard just needs a little time away from me. Yeah. I've been just like stalking him everywhere we go. I was like, hey, I'm here again. Do you want to have lunch? Like, I think he's just like, give me a year without McCarthy. But yeah. No, I'm plotting super hard. I have an idea for us to play twins.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Good.
Makes sense to me.
It's in the eyes. I can see that. Well, we hope to see you again together up on the big screen because it's a marvellous treat and we're really looking forward to bringing your film into our cinemas soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.